Governor Brad Little has signed two controversial bills that roll back transgender rights. As James Dawson reports, the two bills have been called legally questionable and could cost the state more than $1 million in court fights.
Idaho is one of the first states to outright ban the participation of transgender girls and women on sports teams that align with their gender identity. Supporters say it was necessary to maintain a level playing field, though they acknowledge there haven't been any problems to crop up in the state. The second bill signed by Governor Little would ban transgender people from changing the sex on their birth certificates, a policy that a federal court ruled unconstitutional in Idaho 2 years ago. Earlier this year, Little deflected questions about whether he'd veto the bills, which critics say are discriminatory.
You know, I'm not a big discrimination guy.
He said he hadn't seen the constitutional analyses at the time either. The Idaho Attorney General's office wrote one for each bill, saying both would be hard to defend and would be very costly for state taxpayers. The ACLU of Idaho released a statement Monday night saying it would see the governor in court. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.